You're about to learn an important concept that will dramatically increase your ability to influence others by elevating the relevance of every communication you have. I call it time travel. You can time travel on the planet anytime you want. For example, you can travel to the Amazon River today and be with people that are living as if it was 1,000 years ago. Their main tools? Blowguns and spears. They're wearing loincloths. If you ask them if they've heard about the net, they'll show you a fishing net. You can time travel back 1,000 years if you want to. You can time travel back 100 years. I've traveled to some remote villages in China where people are living as if it was 100 years ago. You get the idea. You can time travel backwards. You can go into some companies today and be time traveling backwards. You can go from person to person and feel like you're time traveling backwards. Some of us are living in the present. We are using the latest smartphones, taking classes, and reading the latest business journals, all in an effort to keep up in this rapidly changing world. If you can time travel backwards, is it possible to time travel forwards? The answer is yes. For example, in Japan, there are some hospitals today where the nurses are putting on a robotic exoskeleton that allows them to lift a person that weighs twice as much as they do without straining their backs. They're in the future. You might be in the present. We can either be in the past, the present, or the future at any given time. Now, here's how you can apply this concept on a daily basis. Start with a simple assessment of where you are in time. I call it a time travel audit. For example, do you feel like the good old days are behind you and the future has less opportunity? You're not embarrassed that you use a flip phone and you don't know how to text. Then you probably have a past-oriented mindset. On the other hand, if you feel that you are keeping up with all of the changes that are taking place, you're using a smartphone, a tablet, and the software your company has issued or recommended you to use, and you are taking all the required classes to keep up with your peers, then you most likely have a present-oriented mindset. If you're the kind of person that likes to read about the latest advances in technology, you can't wait for the next version of your technology to come out, and you usually buy the latest new devices even if your company doesn't pay for them. You don't care. You buy them anyway. And as far as you're concerned, the future isn't happening fast enough. Then you most likely have a future-oriented mindset. Now that you have a better sense of where your mindset is, let's not put a value judgment on it. Instead, let's understand the power of knowing where you are and where other people are as well. By performing a time travel audit of your colleagues, your customers, and your organization, you can dramatically increase the ability to sell your ideas and influence others. For example, if you are future-oriented and you're about to sell something to a potential customer who is past-oriented, and you pull out your smartphone and your tablet and you start showing them a simulation of the thing you're going to sell them, their eyes will probably glaze over. If instead, you see that they don't know the new tools, they're not talking as if they're aware of all of the new things that could be done, they're probably past-oriented. And if that's the case, you should jump into their time zone with them and walk them into the future. In other words, get out the paper versions of the illustrations you're going to show them. That's where they're comfortable. Now, here's the good part. You can walk them into the future by saying, "I could show you this in a three-dimensional view if I could use my new tablet. Would you mind if I did that?" And when they say yes, and you show them how great it looks on a simulation versus how it looks on a flat piece of paper, you're starting to walk them into the future rather than drag them in. So it's good to know where you are in time and where the person you're communicating with is as well. It's also a great practice to perform a time travel audit of the various departments or divisions of your company. For example, sales tends to be more present-oriented. Marketing tends to be more future-oriented. By knowing the time orientation of your fellow employees and your customers and yourself, you can increase your ability to communicate, increase your relevance, and your ability to influence others. Your learning activity will teach you how to conduct a time travel audit to accelerate success.